Hello?
Hello?
Yes, there is about the worker exit today, and tomorrow is the,
Hello?
Hello, Jessica, this is Amy.
Yeah, hi, Amy, no, this is a different phone call, just if you get on it now. Hello?
Hello, I'm still here, All right, Angela said that there's no meeting tonight besides the worker, and he told me, I told him what it's about, and he said that's going to have to wait probably till tomorrow. If tomorrow is what you're talking about.
No. Can you get on this call now? Maybe Noah will get on it. I don't know.
Because he said today is the work.
At 8:30. Don't worry about it. 8:30.
All right. I'll get on. I'll get on. He invited me to get on and stuff.
All right.
So I'll see what's up. All right. All
right. Hello.
Hello. Is this the geoengineering call?
Hello,
is this the geoengineering call?
Yes, hold on one moment. At least I can put my volume up.
Your volume's fine.
I get the volume up.
Oh, you mean like for you, so you can hear you? I was going to say your volume's fine on this end.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I am just so sick. Thank God that this fever broke. I've been having a high fever all day.
Well,
and I have three other people who I work with on this call, and I cannot believe that they can't be on this call. This is like so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, you guys did a good job spreading the word, though. I figure a lot of people are going to jump on this, right?
I hope so, and I hope that I could have some other people who are more responsible, because I feel like I've been having 103 fever all day. I contacted the other two people who are supposed to be co-sponsoring the event, and I can't understand why they're not on the call.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I just heard about this, so I figured I'd check it out, see what everybody has to say.
Yes, absolutely. My name is Jessica. I'm from New Jersey. You are?
I'm David from California.
Okay, hi, David. What part of California, north or south?
The Bay Area.
Bay Area, okay. By the way, you having this crazy hot weather there? It was 90 degrees here.
No. The heat broke. It's been nice here lately.
Oh, my God. Oh, someone is on.
Okay, I'm gonna stay connected, but I have to run and take care of something real quick around the house. But I'll be back in a few.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thanks for doing this.
Hello.
Hi, this is David.
Hey, hi, David. Okay, we have. Oh God, I forgot the other guy's name. I'm really losing my mind. I think he's another David from California, or John from California.
I guess we'll find out when he comes back.
Yeah,
sorry I couldn't call you early. I just got back home.
It's okay. I've really been out of it. I've had a high fever all day. I could stop coughing with chronic bronchitis. I just stopped coughing. I mean, I still feel like I have like a knife wound in my right lung, but...
Yeah.
At least I could talk and, oh, God. And it's like 90 degrees here. How hot is it there?
I don't think it's that hot, but my mother was just saying she thought it was hot. Let me check the temperature. It's 76.
Supposedly it's 85 here.
Yeah, well, you live in the south.
So is this, it's David from California again. Is the idea here to organize actions? Was that my understanding when I read the promotional posts?
Correct. The idea is to have discussion from where we're from, what districts, and I try to organize in some fashion.
Okay, we've gone to a couple events here on the West Coast, and they were less than exciting.
Okay, what made them less than exciting? Not enough participation, people not serious about organizing, discussion of organizing.
Oh, hold on.
Someone just came on.
Yeah. All right, so it's four of us.
Hi, I'm Kira. I'm just joining.
Hi,
wonderful.
Kira.
Where are you from?
South Carolina.
Oh, hello. I'm Jessica from New Jersey.
David from California.
Oh. I'm David from Massachusetts.
So David from California was going to tell us about some of his experiences and some conferences in the West Coast.
Okay, well, we went to the Global Chemtrail Summit in Portland. We actually took a road trip up there. It was quite nice. Hadn't seen the northern part of Interstate 5, or at least if I had, I was a kid. And then we got there, and there were more people at my local taqueria on a Sunday afternoon than were at this guy's conference. It was pretty stunning.
Ugh. Very sad.
Yeah, I know. It probably cost them a lot of money.
Probably. So the question is, why can't we get, there's tens of thousands of people on Global Star Watch. Why can't we get a decent amount of people on these phone calls?
Oh, well, Global Skywatch, you can log into it anytime you want, and you can check mm-hmm. through the back messages and stuff, right? This, you have to be at a, like, in a quiet place at a specific time, so you're going to get less people, I think.
Right, but if people are serious, and that's the question, why aren't they serious about organizing?
That I can't tell you.
I see a lot of people who really believe, of course there are all the people who don't believe it. There are people who really, really are saying, I can see it. I see it over my house. We don't even have an airport. And I see planes going by and there's nothing. I mean, I'm 50 years old, or I used to be a pilot, or this isn't normal. I know this. And everybody's like, oh, no, it was in World War II, and everybody knows, blah, blah, blah. But there are a lot of people who say, I really and don't seem to be getting, don't think they have a place to go to. And I don't know if it's because everything's scattered. There's all these different sites and places you can go and leave a comment, and there are different watch places and reporting places. And, you know, but it's not all one thing where everybody, like a big hub where everybody just goes, and that's where you end up. If you click on any link, you're going to get to where everybody is. There's just little places, and they seem to have a few members, but it's not like thousands and thousands, like you're saying. I think that might be it. So they feel something. They're not discouraged, so they don't want to start something themselves. So then what do you do? Where do you go? Who's big guns that you can join up with to fight against this thing? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. So I think thousands of, well, you wouldn't want thousands of people to phone call, but I mean, everybody should be getting involved. Who thinks that this is wrong and sees what's going on should be involved somewhere doing something.
Are I mean, 45% of the people in my town, I live in Hoboken, children have asthma. How is such a thing possible? I mean, serious asthma, not even mild asthma. They have serious asthma. Half the kids actually have some level of asthma, go to the hospital at least once a year.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I was speaking to the doctor, and I remember seeing all these newborn babies. And I asked him, I said, oh, my God, even newborn babies have asthma? And he had actually replied to me, if you told me that I had seen every child born in this city, in this hospital, I would believe you.
Wow.
It's not a viable place, the New York, New Jersey area, for life.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and
that's scary, because I think it's a lot worse in other places than it is here, but it's getting pretty bad here. But it's a lot worse in the bigger cities and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, the number one cause of death in the Northeast is lung failure. It's the second leading cause of death in the United States and in the world.
Wow. Yeah, it is. It definitely is. I think, I mean, somehow we have to get to the government. The EPA has the Clean Water and Air Act, but they don't look for microparticles. They look for things like aluminum and stuff like that. But I've also seen documentaries and movies and stuff on YouTube where some guy out in Mount Shasta or something where there's no airports, there's no industry, there's nothing, and they have 60,000 times the aluminum in their soil that is supposed to be safe. So somebody's putting a number on that. The EPA is saying this amount in the soil is safe. This is 60,000 times extra. So why aren't they testing for it? And why don't they do something about it? Obviously, because they're all bought off. But I mean, should they have jobs of their duties to test for the air, the soil? Shouldn't they start testing? And they're out there. Here's what I think should happen. I've been thinking about this for a long time. I think everybody affected by the hurricanes should start a class action lawsuit against the government and against HARP for weather modification. And if they say, we're not doing weather modification, we didn't, it was very limited, we don't even do it over that far away from Alaska, whatever their thing is, then say, okay, you're not doing weather modification, you didn't mess with this tropical storms. Okay, then stop spraying us if you're not doing weather modification. Stop spraying us then. And if they say we're not spraying, you say, fine, we're going to put together teams of third-party, independent, non-biased mechanics and engineers and scientists, and they're going to inspect planes and airports and storage lockers. Any time they want, they'll just show up and they'll be given clearance and the EPA will pay for it. And we'll go in and we'll look at it. And furthermore, we'll attach stuff to the back of the planes. We'll take air samples during flight. See what, since the EPA won't do it, we'll do it and you'll pay for it. And we'll do it any time. Then we'll please and we'll why. And they say, well, no, you can't really do that. We don't, it's an airport, which is top security clearance people that you want. And they'll go through stuff and they'll be, show up and they'll look at the damn plane and see what's on it and see why it's spraying all this crap. And if you won't do it, then you're hiding something. Then we're going to see you for what you're hiding. We demand, you know, FOIA release of documents or something like this. You know, I mean, something has, we have to start. We can't just let them keep doing it and denying it, but it's right in our face. I mean, there has to be some way to fight the government. People have governments before and done things like this, but they're so blatant now. They don't care. They know they've got everything where they can. And they don't care. And try to hide it.
Well, they're blatant because there's not enough people out in the streets even making an issue over it.
That's true. People don't believe it. They go, oh, no, that's normal, but they don't look up. I don't know. I look at the sky every day. Maybe that's because, you know, that's the way I am. I mean, I know people who didn't believe it at all, and I start saying, look at that. Look at that. Does that look normal to you? I saw Kembo over the moon. And people started going, that is weird. Okay, that is actually pretty weird. And then a black spot came up, and he couldn't see the moon. It wasn't a cloud. We don't know what it was. It was really strange. And then it was like, and then people started.
By the way, they do studies.
Point their face in it, yeah.
I'll make a point. I was watching a YouTube, and it's her name is Serena Pellegrino. And she's a member of the Italian Parliament. And she actually cited figures from the United States government about the level of children and people who are dying from the chemtrails. So evidently these figures exist, and they're published somewhere. Now, I could tell you that the Census Bureau, they do studies. So we know how many parts per million are in the soil or how much lead is in the water. Don't believe that they don't know. They don't publish them. The EPA might not publish them. The CDC may not publish it, but it does exist, this information.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I know some people who tell me that there's biowarfare going on, and I don't just mean the chemtrails. Well, the chemtrails may be part of it, by the way, by dumping a lot of coal, fly ash, or barium.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm like very sick.
Yeah, I just remember something that was really bad last week, and I don't even know what it was, but it was, or it was, you know, all this week. I didn't like it. I did not like it at all. I finally feel normal today. Well, I mean, the question is, how do we legally make this stop? How do we get in there? They've got all the airports secured because 9/11, oh my gosh, you can't take shampoo. Like you're going to wash somebody's hair desk. You can't take anything. You can't go anywhere. They have to search you and search you and search you. And, you know, so you're not allowed near anything. Can't just walk in a room and go, what's this? You know, even mechanics who are there who do stuff are if they start asking questions, they're told to leave. Even the Air Force lady who started asking why was she buying all these millions of tons of aluminum was told, gee, who would take care of your daughter if you had to be put on psychiatric leave? Like, we'll lock you up. And she just said, that's not necessary. And she finished her couple of years there. She transferred somewhere else, finished her couple of years there, and then she did a big speech on it. And it's on YouTube. She did a big speech on it, and she said she knows places to test your soil and your snow and your water if you want to. But she knows places that will give you correct readings because a lot of places won't. And to just, I don't know, email her or something. And I have it on my laptop somewhere. But I didn't really want to go outside and test water and snow and all that. But that was kind of when it first started out here, because it only started about 4 years ago out here. Hadn't seen one ever before in my life. I did two websites. I created two websites for a guy with Chembusters. I didn't know what a chemtrail was. I had no idea. I made two websites about it. Then again, he was kind of a tin hat himself. I mean, he really was, and he thought everybody was after him, and so he didn't want to say any details. So I didn't know what it was, and then I started seeing them, and I was like, what is this?
Well, maybe he's not a tin hat. I mean, there are people who spend a lot of time trying to discredit activists. You guys know this, right?
Yeah, I didn't mean tin hat, like conspiracy theory is wrong. He was really kind of a strange individual, you know, and maybe somebody was looking for him. I don't know. He was odd to work with. He was an odd client. And so, I don't know. Yeah, so he seemed like he was a little bit off, maybe, but he seemed to really be excited about Chembusters, and he really wanted to do something about it, but he didn't keep the website. Then, but you didn't want to pay me for these websites too fast, did you? So I don't know. I didn't know what to think of them. But that's just an example of how I really didn't know what it was. And then when I started to see it, then I started to figure it out. And of course, you get online and you see stuff and you go, wait a minute, that's what I'm seeing. Is that real? I mean, like even Kylie Jenner is posting, are they spraying us like bugs? What are they spraying? Is it me? What's happening? And some lady on the news is like, oh, she just can't. She doesn't know what jet exhaust is. Oh. You know, you just put a pie in the face of that lady on the news and just like, dude, shut up. It's frustrating when people are acting that way. You know, if they're being paid to, or if they really believe it because they're just brainwashed, you know, it makes me angry.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe everything.
Last year we had, really quick, we had 40 people die in a 3-block radius, all within 3 days. They all had heart attacks from barium poisoning.
Really? Was that in the paper?
No. And the doctor admitted to it.
Where was this?
Was it on the news? Did you talk to the doctor?
No one wants to discuss it.
Wow.
And the doctor feels like no one is listening to it. Several of the doctors feel like no one are listening to them. They have no outlet to discuss the situation.
Well, I thought Trump was going to demand a stop, or at least information about chemtrails. What happened with that? Did he do anything? Is he too busy mouthing off at everyone? I don't know what he's doing anymore.
Oh, no,
like,
that was disinformation.
I thought he'll go in there.
That was disinformation when you heard that. Those were fake news sites that were saying that Trump was going to stop the chemtrails. There was just disinformation.
Okay.
It was shills and trolls.
Oh, okay. There seems to be an incredible amount of that going on with the hurricanes. That people were saying, oh, it's not really a hurricane, you're fine. And then other people were saying, nobody said that. You need to evacuate. I don't know what's happening. We just got some crazy selection, I think.
Okay, David from California, do you have any suggestions or something you want to add?
Well, I think that what you guys were saying about there being like a million little groups and forums for this is probably pretty valid, because like if you have, you know, say for example, you were a company and you wanted to sell your product, well, you wouldn't sell it by having 50 different websites, right?
Right.
You'd have one website so everybody could find you. But the problem is, this is like herding cats. I mean, getting Jim Lee and Dane Wigington and Russ Tanner and Patrick Roddy and Madison Starmoon to all agree on anything is probably going to be a little bit difficult.
Well, I can't get Dane Williamson to contact me at all.
No, I've had the same issue.
And Russ, he contacted me once, and he's never contacted me back.
And that Madison Star Moon blocks half of the internet.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That Madison Star Moon, she has half of the internet blocked.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, getting all these people to agree and to build a website together, I think would be very, very difficult because they all have like competing ideas about exactly what's going on. Some of them think it's population control. Some of them believe it to be climate change mitigation or an attempt to mitigate climate change. Some of them believe in climate change. Some of them don't. So I think it's, you know, getting all these activists to work together is probably going to be very difficult.
That's probably true. You know what? David, do you have any suggestions about what we could do? Because it's pretty pathetic. It's almost 8 o'clock, and there's only 4 people on this call.
Oh, I don't. I don't have the answers. I just thought I was mostly intending upon giving this a listen and seeing what was going on. But I figured I'd put in a few. Like the other woman. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. Was talking about this guy who she was working for, who was a bit eccentric, and like that's the other thing is, I think that some of the activists come off as a bit eccentric or possibly even hysterical, which makes people sometimes more skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
So I just know what I notice that would make it hard for me to market a product if I was marketing a product. You know what I'm saying? Did I hear somebody else jump on?
I've been on for a while. I'm David in Massachusetts. So the problem I'm having is it's really hard to work on these issues, and it's been getting harder in the last year because people see this kind of issue like chemtrails and 9/11 truth and even like being against GMOs as like and the vaccines, opposing vaccines, people see those things as like right wing issues, and like leftist activists are like afraid to bring these things up. And I mean there are like some actual like Nazis working on some of these issues, but in general, I'm a far leftist, and I'm trying to work on these things, but it's getting more difficult because there's this like there were these marches for science, which are like really marches for corporate science that have been going on since like Trump was elected, and
well, if somebody else organizes an event,
the march against Monsanto was like much smaller this year and last year than it was a few years ago.
Well, if somebody else organizes the march, I mean, I can't show up at somebody else's march and hijack their march with my message. So if somebody else organizes a march for science, one could go and try to spread their message, but the promotions.
Yeah, some people did that.
The promotion,
the march for science was like organized by like mainstream Democrats to like support corporate science and to brand anybody who like questions these kinds of things or who even believes that chemtrails exist as being like a right wing Trump supporter, you know. So
no, I found that the chemtrails community runs the political gamut. You got a crunchies and alt-right people and everybody in between seem, as what I've noticed, like on the boards and on the forums.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, is that people want to organize with people who share their politics, and the people who share my politics aren't organizing on this.
Do you think that any of your left-leaning groups have been infiltrated by shills or people trolling?
I think every group in every part of the spectrum is infiltrated.
Well, how do you deal with that? What do you think the solution for that is? Do you make the group smaller and smaller and smaller, or?
I think you you try to get more organized and be, and you know, you try to get bigger and just have clear, be clear about what you're doing. And then if somebody joins the group, as long as they're doing the work, like what they're supposed to be doing, then, you know, that's okay.
Because I've noticed that a lot of the people at the head of the movement, they'll like have a website or like a name or whatever, but they're mostly working by themselves. Does that make any sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Like Dane Wigington, he's working by himself. Geoengineering Watch, it's not like it's a group, you know?
I know, and he doesn't realize if something happens to him, what's going to happen to the website?
Or, I mean, if somebody hacks into the website and nobody has another copy of it anywhere, what happens to the website? I mean, working by yourself seems to be a really good way for one small thing to snag you up and take you off track.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, look what happened to the guy who did What in the World Are They Spraying? Like, something knocked him off track and all of his work on his third movie is gone now.
Yes.
How many of us are there? There's one of me, Dave, in California.
There's four of us.
Oh, is there a place? Oh, wait a minute. I'm on a phone. What am I talking about? There's no place to look on my phone. Okay.
Well, I was hoping that there would be at least a dozen people, so it's kind of disappointing. Somehow we can't seem to get out of the magic number of four, right, Dave?
Yeah, well, we need to do better organizing for the call. I mean, I knew it was going to be like this. It's the same as when we did this last year.
Yep.
So Deb said she would call in if there was an agenda and it was more organized.
Well, that's like saying I'm only going to show up. That's like saying I'm only going to your party if other people are going to your party.
Right.
Like, I just show up at something if I want to be there. I don't know. It's just...
Well, to me, this is so important. I mean, I'm sick all the time. With asthma, going in and out of the hospital. And like I said, I've seen neighbors just drop dead and die within days of each other. In Queens, New York, I know some of the doctors who work at the hospital. And they tell me there's a bad Lyme epidemic. Where are there deer ticks, or deer for that matter, in the city of Queens? Why would there be an epidemic in Queens?
Yeah, I don't know enough about Lyme disease to have any idea why it would exist in a city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, someone will call back. All right, look, it's 8 o'clock, and perhaps we can discuss just for a few minutes what we can do better for next time.
Have you guys used an application called Discord?
I'm not familiar with it.
No.
It is it's like a chat room, except you can press a little key on your computer and then you can speak. And it's free.
Is there a way to call in with a phone too?
Yeah, there's a phone app, of course. Just something for you guys to think about. It's easy to set up. If you look up Discord on the internet, you'll just find it.
I think the way to go would be to like get a speaker, somebody who could give a talk, like a, you know, at least a 10-15 minute talk about the issue, and like advertise to the call in and listen to the talk and then have a discussion. Something like that.
Well, that's not a bad idea, having a keynote.
Who will give the talk?
I don't know. I mean, you know more about this issue than I do. You have, I don't know who the people are who would give a talk.
I know of several people who would call in and have someone listen to them talk. You just have to email them, let them know what you're doing.
Okay.
It's just the usual suspects: Patrick Roddy, Madison Star Moon, Matt Landman, the people who make the videos and give the talks at these speaking engagements. I'm sure most of them would take 15 minutes out of their day to tell you about their work.
David from California, do you think you could contact one of these people?
Oh, no, that's probably not what's going to happen. I'm not very popular among those people.
Okay, well, why is that? That's okay if I ask. If it's not, I understand.
We just don't see eye to eye on a lot of things.
Okay. Politically, or does it deal with chemtrails specifically?
A lot of it's about the way these people behave.
I'm sorry?
A lot of it's the behavior of the people I mentioned.
Okay.
You can look up their behavior and like decide for yourself, but I know for a fact that, you know, most of the people that give the talks would in fact call this line and participate, you know, for 15 minutes and give a talk to get the conversation started.
I'm sorry, I'm just so sick, I apologize.
That's all right, everybody gets sick sometimes.
Oh, God. All right, well, we have four people. Maybe we could share... Kylie, is that you? What's the woman's name?
Her name is Kira. Are you still there, Kira?
Kira?
I guess she's not there.
Okay, so it's just us three.
But I saw her on the event page.
Okay.
At least I think that's her.
So. David, can I ask you, can we share numbers and we could talk on another time? Because I just really don't feel good right now.
Yeah, you can leave a message anytime at 408-883-7...
Wait, too fast. 408...
883...
883...
Yep, 7539.
I'm sorry, 7539?
That's correct.
Okay, so it's 408-883-7539?
That's correct.
Okay, and you have my number, David?
It's not the number we called for this, is it?
No, I'll give you my phone number.
Oh,
my number is...
Yeah, please do.
201-798-0786.
Okay, cool. I'll shoot you a text or something during the week.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm glad that I was at least well enough to like participate because I was having high fever all day. Really out of it. People call me just before this call, like, you know, what happened to you? You weren't answering the phone all day, and I'm like, I don't even remember hearing the phone ring. Oh, and I generally don't catch colds. But I think it's because I was in the hospital twice, shot up with steroids that probably weakened my system, and then it's like 90 degrees today. So, all right. So should we all say goodnight, and we'll keep in contact, you and, you know, well, me with both Davids?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Okay. David, anything you want to say for Massachusetts before we hang up?
No, I just hope we can get something organized for next time.
Sounds good. Okay. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. That was less exciting than I believed it was going to be. We had the sick lady and the leftist activist who wondered why there was no chemtrails at the Science March. I'm going to play a song real quick. If anybody listening wants to give me a call, that's 408-883-PLEX, 408-883-7539, or I'm up on Discord if you're in our Discord room. If I don't get a call during this song, though, I'm going to end this. And I don't know. Thanks for tuning in to whatever the fuck that was. This is Roundhouse by Three Ring Simeon.